It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning!
Hey!
Team Awesome Morning Party!
Hey, bro. What you doing out there, bro? You awake?
It is a glorious day.
It is so dark outside and cold. It's cold here, people.
Yeah, if you're waking up right now, just be prepared. Grab a jacket.
Let me look at the temperature.
A heavy jacket.
Guys, right now, it is 45 degrees.
Gosh, really?
In Albuquerque.
Yep,
mostly cloudy.
Yep.
Today we're supposed to get up to a high of, what, 61?
Okay.
We had a low of 37.
So do as I do. I brought a heavy jacket.
It's not even going to get up to 61. That's just like, maybe.
Maybe. And then a long sleeve shirt, but then it's warm in the studio, so I'm just rocking a t-shirt right now.
Yeah.
So if you're in a place of employment where you can do such things, do that.
Yeah. Also, sunrise is going to be at 7:15. Yeah.
Thank you.
Too bad we won't see any more balloons anymore.
I know, a little over an hour until sunrise, which is lovely for those just kind of waking up. We won't wake you up too quickly.
That means we have to do our nefarious deeds now because it's still dark.
Dude, good use of words.
Nefarious.
Nefarious. It's way too early to think up words that big.
Blah.
Yeah. Speaking of nefarious and creepy and awesome.
Yeah.
Rise from the grave. Dump. It's coming. October 31st at the Lobo Theater.
Bah.
It's actually not going to be that scary.
Yes, it is.
They say they want 15 and older. You know?
PG-15.
PG-15.
We made up our own rating.
Yeah. It's happening. Globo Theater. Join us. We'll be broadcasting. Hanging out. The Almost will be there. Local band Archibald will be there. Starts at 8 o'clock. You can get tickets now at mystaticradio.com.
We posted up a picture on the Static Radio Instagram yesterday of the tickets. So if you would like to see what they look like.
Yeah, we're actually going to be giving some away, and but you got to keep it locked here.
They also have all of the information clearly visible.
Boom! Whoever took that photo is a genius! That
sounds like somebody used strategery to do
it. Yeah, they did.
What an idiot. One of us here is an idiot, and it is not you.
Yeah, it's not me.
It is me.
Yep, it is. So, yeah, that's coming up October 31st. Tickets, details, everything you need to know, mystaticradio.com. It's going to be a great time.
I want to do a quick summary of the conspiracy emails.
Oh, please do. We get these regularly. Are you just going
to
read the...
I think this was supposed to say extortionist, but it says estortionist.
Ah, yes. And that's how we know they're good.
Harry Reid and Barack Obama demand $1 trillion credit card.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Obama secretly signing away U.S. sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the big list of Obama shutdown... outrageous. You know,
these are real breaking news alerts that we get.
Yep. This is real stuff. Real as in it actually comes to our email. Here's another one. Deadliest substance known to man just discovered. Funny thing about this email, you have to click this link, and so I clicked it the other day, and then it's like, you have to subscribe for $20 a year.
Oh.
Exactly. And I was like, I want to know if there's Bigfoot. But not for $20 a year. Because in 6 months, you're going to say, that wasn't him, but this could be.
Yeah.
I know you, conspiracy email, even though I love reading your subject lines. That's all I'm going to give you. And a little press on the radio. That's it.
There you go.
Stupid conspiracy. If you want real conspiracy, you listen to Coast to Coast. That stuff will keep you awake for hours. If you have to drive overnight in a van, you got to pack sunflower
seeds. Is that the
seed.
Podcast that you and Nuke and everybody were talking about?
Well, there is a podcast, but it's like this nationally syndicated show, and it airs like
at like 2 a.m.
It airs from midnight to 4 in the morning.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Okay.
So you're already delirious. And then you're just like, oh my gosh, it could be true. There could be time warps in the mountains. You know, tons of stuff like that.
Apparently, a lot of things are happening in the mountains. I saw recently that new Sasquatch Bigfoot show on the History or Discovery Channel or one of those channels. They filmed an episode in New Mexico. They claim that there are big feet.
There's no big feet around here.
Big feet? No. Would it be big feet, plural?
It would be Bigfoot.
Bigfoots?
Bigfoot eye.
Yeah. Apparently, there are some in the Jemez Mountains.
No, there's not.
That's what they said.
Listen to me. If you were a Bigfoot and you could choose between the Rockies up in Denver, or you could choose Canada, or you could choose the Appalachian Mountains with trees and glory. Yeah. Would you choose these mountains in New Mexico? No.
Yeah, but think
nobody
about it like
would.
This.
Nobody would.
Not everyone gets to choose. Maybe the Bigfoots, Bigfeets, the Bigfooti, maybe they are like the cousins who just never aspired to do much with their lives. They're like the couch potato Bigfoot.
So they came
to New
Mexico.
And so they came to New Mexico, or they started in New Mexico, and they're like, I'm going to go places, Dad. I'm going to make something of myself.
And then Breaking Bad came out.
And then they were like, yeah. And then they just sit there, and they binge watch Breaking Bad.
On Netflix.
On Netflix for hours and hours and hours.
That's all they do.
And so they're in the Jemez Mountains.
There they are.
And you never know.
People come to bother them, and they're like, hey, we haven't got to the series finale
yet. No spoilers.
Can you guys come back later? And then everybody on the camera crew went, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Gosh,
no, hey,
it's awesome.
Yeah.
we'll come back. We'll come back in like 4 months. We'll come back after winter. Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, you guys should start watching Suns after. What? I gotta go. We'll leave you guys alone.
There's no such thing as Bigfoot.
If you know who believes in Bigfoot.
Who? Do we have a friend that believes in Bigfoot?
Mr. Ethan Luck.
Does he really?
Today is his birthday.
Today is his birthday.
Maybe we should call and talk to him about it.
All right. We may have to do this if he's not somewhere.
He's probably in some other country.
I was just about to say, he's currently with Kings of Leon.
So what we'll do is we'll call long distance from the station. What is this bill for $400? We needed a new section of the garden. Oh, it looks like it's a long distance bill. Yeah, long distance gardening.
Are there long distance bills still?
I don't know.
Do you still? Can you still get
charged? I don't know.
I
wonder that myself. I wonder that myself.
Oh, man. We got a great show for you today. I'm excited. It is Ethan Luck's birthday, which happens to be my son's birthday as well. So birthday's coming up at 6:45. We will do that upright. Coming up at 6:30, of course, breaking news.
What?
Yeah. Wait. It's Wednesday Day. So today also happens to be Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. You can get your questions in now, studio at mystaticradio.com. Good stuff. Everything you need to know is our email address, studio@mystaticradio.com. Questions, comments, requests, everything. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
News attack, punch you in the face.
Boom!
Authorities have launched an investigation after videos show two Philadelphia police officers harassing two men visiting from Jersey.
I mean, it makes sense.
That's all it says. Justin Bieber invaded the DJ booth at a South Korean nightclub and tried to tell the guy what to play, but the DJ wouldn't have any of that. He immediately told Bieber to get out of his booth.
No way!
Yep.
Nicely done.
There's a media report that Jenny McCarthy isn't scoring well as the new host of The View, and fans want her off the show. She's pulling a, what's-her-face that was on The Voice? Nobody likes Shakira.
Yeah.
She's pulling a Shakira. There's a video of Selena Gomez falling off the stage during a concert. This is all the news I have to read. Okay, here's some real news.
Okay.
Wow. Belgium police officers arrested a notorious retired Somali pirate.
Ooh.
Immediately after he arrived in their country. They had tricked him into believing that they were filmmakers interested in making a documentary about his life. Got you, pirate.
Man, nobody's gonna believe anything anymore.
I know.
Didn't that pirate see Argo? They said retired.
That's exactly... Wait, we can't tell people anything.
Oh, okay.
That's the plot of the movie. That's not really a
spoiler. I actually haven't seen Argo.
Man, it's such a good movie.
That's what I've heard from everyone.
Do you like meat?
Yeah.
Do you like to eat various forms of meat?
Yeah.
What if that meat came from China? You'd eat it.
Yeah, but I mean, is it still fresh?
Well, in China, a farmer who says that he's too poor to afford proper medical attention amputated his own leg. And he had to pay the bills. So what do you think? I'm just kidding.
No!
I made up the last part.
Oh my gosh.
But he did amputate his own leg.
I almost threw up in my mouth.
Why?
Because that's disgusting.
Well, there you go. A new study suggests that it's not always true that opposites attract. It's a good thing that we have science on our side, everyone. Still learning learning those crazy facts that nobody ever knew.
But Paula Abdul, when I was a kid, said opposites attract.
I know,
and
that
she
cartoon.
She sang it with that cat.
That cat
Scat
convinced
cat.
Me.
Yeah.
Apple just hired the CEO of Burberry. Or Burberry, however you say it. Burberry.
It's Burberry.
Oh my
Burberry.
Gosh. Macy's has confirmed that all of its stores will open at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving night.
Oh,
how are you supposed
man.
To celebrate Come with on. Your family?
Have you ever done that? Like a Black Friday thing where you get up?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we went, like when we were kids, we would go when it was like 4 in the morning or something because it was so exciting.
Oh man. You know? I went once. I tried that once.
Yeah.
Back in the day to get a...
It's pretty rough.
...a camera for my wife. I camped out like all night.
You loved it.
For this stupid
you
camera.
You loved it. You were like, this is cool.
It was... No, it was crazy because you see like the de-evolution of man. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. People were like shanking each other over like... flash drives yeah. and
that's
like,
my Dell computer
and now yeah exactly and it's like hey was it worth it is that thing
well
yeah,
it
cool
it was a Dell
with half a gig of RAM
yeah
500 megs
you remember back in the day computers were
oh man and they thought it was like top of the line at the time
top
I seriously
line.
Stood out there all night because my wife wanted a digital camera and it was like dude no this is like top of the line it's like 4 megapixel
wow okay Hollywood wants to make a teen version of 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
More like 50 Shades of STDs. Seriously, what? What? Don't we have enough of that already?
I know. A teen version.
Did they not
That's
watch...
That's what's the scary part.
Did they
part.
Not watch The O.C.?
Apparently not.
The O.C., Misha Barton, her character ended up just dying.
Really?
Yeah.
From, like, diseases?
I don't know how she died. Might I had to quit
well,
watching.
Yeah.
I had to quit watching because I started reading different things.
Ah, okay.
So it was like, or reading into stuff. That's what it was. I started, like, reading into my life. So it's like, oh, man, things are going good. Somebody's having an affair. Or things are going good. Somebody's embezzling money. Once that happens, you gotta quit watching those shows. You have to. Okay, Apple's ready to show off the iPad 5.
Oh, man!
That's right. Apple on Tuesday sent out invites for a news event next week where new iPads and Macs are expected. Ooh.
Man, that means I gotta sell my iPad, like, now.
You better hurry, dog.
Now!
Okay. This is the one I want to read. Speaking of science a moment ago.
Oh, man. Do I need science music?
Science. Give me science.
Give me some science music, y'all.
Oreos are addictive as cocaine. Neuroscience students put hungry rats into a maze.
Okay.
On one side went rice cakes. On the other side went Oreos. Then the rats got the option of hanging out where they liked. They compared the results to a different test. In that one, rats on one side of the maze got an injection of saline, while those on the other side got injections of cocaine or morphine.
Okay.
Rats seemed to like the cookies about as much as they liked the addictive drugs. When allowed to wander freely, they'd congregate on the Oreo side.
Well, yeah.
For about as much time as they would on the drug side. And just like most people, the rats wanted that creamy center first. Here's my thing. If somebody gave me the option of rice cakes or Oreos,
right!
Unless I was in training for my Spider-Man costume, I'm going to eat those Oreos. It's common sense.
It's not much of a... Right.
I mean, God created everything with common sense, right?
Right.
It says in the Bible, the rocks will cry out.
So, basically...
So, rats will eat Oreos?
Yeah, this is...
That's common sense. If you put a rice cake in front of an Oreo, or in front of a rat, as opposed to an Oreo, the rat is going to eat the Oreo. Now, the only variable would be, what if you put in a piece of cheese? What if you had a rice cake, or cheese, or an Oreo?
Oh, okay. Which one would you go to? Oreo.
That would be tough.
That would be tough. What if they just gave you cheese or Oreo, so there's no rice cake?
Man.
No, nobody's ever going to be at the rice cake.
What if the rat...
Except that one dude who's like, yeah, I'm so healthy, I only shop at Whole Foods. And
they're
like, get out of here, rat!
You're
stupid,
not a rat. You're a mouse. What if the rat was Templeton?
Ooh, okay.
From Charlotte's Web.
Right, of course.
And that Joker just walked around eating everything. Because he eats trash.
Right, see, and that's the thing. They eat trash.
Oh,
who
rats.
Cares?
Well,
it's like, rats are addicted to cocaine and love Oreos. We did this survey where we put cocaine on one end and then pieces of poop on the other end. And for some reason, they weren't attracted to the poop. They cared more about the cocaine.
Yeah,
okay.
So you're probably thinking, how could we draw a line between rats and people? It's not like people constantly consume trash at all. Selena Gomez fell off a stage. They want to make a teen version of 50 Shades of Grey. Kim Kardashian's old wedding ring sold for over $600,000. A lady got in trouble because she held her baby out over a balcony just like Michael Jackson.
Oh, man!
Yeah, we don't consume trash. We're way more advanced than those rats. There's no way they could like the same things we do.
I see what you did there.
Yep.
I like that.
Check this out.
Man.
This is the last bit of breaking news.
All right.
Sarah McLeod and Robert Owens could have at least cleared their internet histories before reportedly robbing a bank on Friday.
Oh, no.
Why, you ask? Because when Boston area investigators went through their computer, they found it had recently been used for web searches, including what happens if you rob a bank?
Oh.
What happens if you rob a house? Or, what happens if you rob a drug dealer? So, there we are, people. We're smarter than the rats, but we all love Oreos. That's your breaking news.
On the way, we got birthdays. You can get a birthday shout out. Right now. Studio at mystaticradio.com. If there's somebody special in your life you'd like to give a shout out to, say happy birthday to. Let us know. Studio, mystaticradio.com right now. Ladies from Paper Route.
Yeah.
This song's called Royals.
It's a cover.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Yeah. Big old boy Sky. Telling us what to do and stuff.
Like go to mystaticradio.com.
Go to our website.
Yeah, you should do that.
We have a website.
You can check out details for all the upcoming shows. Man, there's a show coming up tomorrow night.
There is.
Yep.
What is it?
Jimmy Needham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Renovate, Calvary Not Villain, the Lobo Theater. We'll talk more about that with Pastor Nate Heitzig in the 9 o'clock hour. But we're supposed to be talking to that guy today. So we'll see how that goes. That's what I've heard.
That's what I heard.
That's what I've heard.
Oh, yeah. He's supposed to call in today.
Yeah. So
maybe he'll call in today.
8 o'clock hour, be listening for possible.
We got a busy
Jimmy
day.
Needham. We really do.
We got birthdays now.
Uh-huh.
Whatever we're going to do during the 7 o'clock hour.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should do Comics Corner early.
Ooh, maybe we should. Or we'll make Jimmy Needham do Comics Corner with
us. Jimmy Needham, how about comic books? I'm just a musician. I don't really care about... Yeah, but what about the JLA, jerk? I just released a new hymns album. So what?
People are dying.
Do you
in the
understand
multiverse?
What's happening? Infinity.
Please, can we do that?
Yes, we can. Poor guy. Hey, you guys, say a quick prayer for Jimmy Needham. We're gonna harass him today. Just kidding. Somewhere, somebody's listening, and they're like, "Oh no, I know Jimmy Needham, PR person. Email." My phone is so old, you can hear the buttons.
Oh, man, it is Wednesday. It is 6:48. That's right. Time for birthdays. Good morning, sir.
Hey. Jimmy's a nice guy.
He's a really nice guy.
We're going to see how nice he is today.
Jimmy, he's kind of, I think he's kind of an old soul.
He really is.
So
for a young
guy.
So you're
saying we should ask Silver Age questions.
Maybe.
Got it.
He's got some cool music. You can go check it out tonight at the Lobo Theater. Renovate presents Jimmy Needham.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Thursday. When it's Thursday.
Today is Wednesday.
Yeah. Today is Wednesday. All right. You ready?
Yep.
I believe so.
It's October 17th.
Or 16th.
It's October. How come it says 17th on my sheet?
Uh-oh. Oh, that's tomorrow's birthdays.
No, but they wouldn't give me tomorrow's birthdays.
Well, that's what we say, but they are the internet.
Yeah, they are.
You think?
Yes.
Who knows?
That's who they is. We finally answered the question.
No, they just put a misprint, I'm thinking.
Guys, I got a new phone case yesterday, by the way. I'm going to show it to everyone. Hey. Sorry.
I'm telling you, I click on 1016 and the sheet comes up date book October 17th.
Boom.
Yesterday was how many days remaining?
80,000.
Yeah,
I thought it was 88. I don't remember.
Got to be honest with you guys, I don't pay attention during that part.
I'm not even going to go there. We're just going to go with what we got here. We'll go with what they give us.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. I hope these are right.
I hope they're not right because tomorrow we'll get to do them again and I'll get all of them right.
Start taking notes now.
Let me get a pen.
This is stupid.
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
I don't know if you guys were watching TV when the show was on TV.
Wait. No, I know this. What is this?
I don't know.
From War Games, No Country for Old Men, One Tree Hill, and Northern Exposure.
That's what this... The moose was always walking around.
This guy actually also played the general on the Command & Conquer, Yuri's Revenge, and stuff like that. It was a video game general dude.
It's not like a...
He was the colonel on Northern Exposure. Retired colonel living in Alaska.
I'm trying to
Does
think
he
of...
have a mustache?
Open the picture, Steve-O.
Oh! Was he in Cloak & Dagger?
No.
No, he wasn't. That guy!
Yeah. Oh.
Man, you printed us out a picture. Thank you. He's got some soft fins.
That's the guy that always looks like he's got a chew in his jaw.
His name is Barry...
Corbin.
Barry Corbin. There's a .jpg,
okay.
.barry.
I was like, how'd you know?
Wow, I was kind of impressed.
Yeah, it's called computers.
How old's that guy?
Barry.
Is that even a recent picture?
I know. I'm going to say 80.
I'm going to say like 86.
I saw him in something recently like where he was bald. Was that No Country for Old Men?
Maybe
so.
Yeah. He's 73.
Oh man. Okay.
All right.
We tried.
Yeah, you did.
I remember Northern Exposure.
Let's see. From Anchorman, cameo. Bull Durham.
Tim Robbins.
Boom!
Nailed it.
Mystic River and this music from Shawshank
Redemption.
Man, that movie is so good.
It is fantastic, yes. Dude, it was based on a short that Stephen King wrote. Like, and they turned it into brilliance, man.
Yeah. How old's this guy?
Tim Robbins, man.
Let's see. Tim Robbins. I need to pay attention to these. These are the things I'm going to tell my son later. You share a birthday with this old guy. With another old guy,
it's
too.
It's a Dodge Durango!
He is 54.
Oh, man. 56.
55.
Oh, snap!
Oh, man.
What, Anthony Kiedis? Flea?
Flea.
Flea, bass player.
Oh, bass players!
Yeah.
I have a soft spot in my heart for bass players.
You like Paul McCartney then?
Nah.
What?
Was he a bass player?
Oh, yeah.
Punch.
Sorry. I'm just kidding.
Musical punch!
He's a left-handed bass player.
Can I just say this?
Don't do this. Don't.
No. Because, you know, they've got this knack for being known as, like, super gnarly dudes. The Red Hot Chili Peppers guys. And there's like, hey, they performed on stage in a sock.
Yeah, right.
I saw a movie recently called The Other F Word.
Oh, the father movie.
Yes. And it's a documentary about these punk rock dudes who were fighting the system and anarchy and these crazy bands, and then they became fathers. And Flea was one of the guys that was one of the like main
so
guys.
So F for Flea.
F was for fatherhood.
It's for fair.
The other F word, fatherhood.
But it was pretty moving, huh?
Dude, his scenes. There was one point where I straight up described, because it was like you're trying to shelter your kids and you want to be a good father, but this whole time you've been like fighting the government and these systems, and then now you have children and you want to raise them in like this loving, normal environment.
So keep your clothes on.
Dude, it was powerful.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It was very powerful, and I just felt for that dude.
How old's Flea?
So,
how old is he?
Oh, man.
46.
Ah, 45.
He's 51.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was Needles.
He was Needles.
In what?
In Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah.
Oh. Boom. Let's go back and check that out.
Everybody be quiet.
Wilson Phillips. I know there's pain. Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? Nice.
It's Wendy Wilson's birthday.
Man, that movie Bridesmaids, when this came on at the end, I was jamming. I was like, I want to sing that song every day. Every day of my life. That song
now,
is inspiring.
Matt, you know whose child this is, right?
Brian Wilson.
Really?
Of the Beach Boys.
Of the Beach Boys. Oh, someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you going to let hold you down and make you cry.
All right, guys.
Did you know?
Bring it back. Bring it back. We're talking. We're talking.
Hold on for one more day. Hold on for one more day.
Okay, can you guys?
Go your way. Doom, 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 doom. Hold on for one more day.
And how old is she?
She is 45.
Which one was she?
She's, was it Carney Wilson?
I will judge her by
her
looks.
No, it was Wendy.
I mean, Wendy Wilson?
Which
one is
it?
Carney Phillips, I think.
Carney Phillips. So Wendy was the tall, thin one.
Okay, so that's who we're talking about. The blonde?
Yes.
Popular in the 90s? Let's see. I'm going to say 43.
44, you guys. You did it again.
FYI, shout out Timmy Skip. I love you.
What'd he say?
He said the other F word was amazing.
That's
I'm just saying. It was a good moment. I cried. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown up.
I'm a grown
not part of your
man.
System.
I cried. I cry at movies.
John Mayer?
John Mayer.
John Mayer's birthday.
Oh, nice. Dude. My son is going to be a musician. Shout out to Stephanie Skipper then. Because she's going to be his musical voice coach.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
How old is John?
When they move to Albuquerque.
By the way, what have you done with your life?
Oh, man.
Yeah, for real.
Well, I'm on a successful morning show with one of my best friends, John!
Yeah, and I'm 5 years younger than him, so a lot more than what he's done.
Alrighty.
I cry at movies! And in my life,
I'm downloading that Wilson Phillips song right now. I can't stand this anymore. John Mayer, I think John Mayer is 31.
He is 29.
He's 36.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, jerk.
You got a year to catch up. You got a year.
I'm still young. Still young.
Now let's not kid ourselves. Speaking of kid, 10-year-old today.
10-year-old.
Okay, and it's not Steve Buscemi. I don't know if you'll know who the but he's on Boardwalk Empire.
I've never seen the show.
Me either.
All I've ever heard is how amazing it is, and it's gnarly. And the
guy's name is Paul Sparks.
Oh, of course, dude.
No.
What?
Paul Sparks.
No.
Nicholas Sparks. Is that
no,
his brother?
Dude.
Did he write A Run to Remember? It's the sequel. Things move a little faster.
Wow.
How old do you think this fella from Boardwalk Empire is?
Since I have no idea who it is, I'm going to go out on a limb and say 53.
I'm going to say 47.
He's 42.
Oh, Oh, okay.
But
sorry,
he looks
sorry.
Older.
Okay.
You know,
well, see, that's why I said 53. Yeah. Ooh.
One and two. She did exercise videos.
Oh, Suzanne Summers.
Is it her birthday?
It is.
Is she in some infomercial right now?
She probably is.
Come and dance on our floor.
She does a lot of QVC stuff or something, doesn't she?
Come and sleep on my floor.
How old do you think that lady? Like, how old do you think that lady is?
She is 60.
61.
I'm
67.
Wow.
Yeah, surgery does one.
You know what else? Was she in Step by Step?
I don't know.
Boom, baby. No.
Let him talk. From Life Goes On.
You can't say
Christy.
Like block lyrics.
And from 98 to 2000 was in
ER.
Ooh. ER.
It's not from 98 to 2000. Maura Tierney.
Kelly Martin.
Who?
Kelly Martin.
That's what I'm saying. Kelly Martin.
She is 39.
Oh, man. 38?
She's 38.
Yay! Play Wilson Phillips.
Yes, please.
Okay, well, you got to give
me
a second.
Do you have it queued up?
Of course I do. For you. Okay.
You know you want to sing that song, Steven.
No.
What?
I'll go this route for you.
Pedro.
Nope. Guitarist Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead.
Oh. I will get back.
103. He looks good for his age. He is 67.
Did Matt guess?
No, not yet.
Oh.
74.
66.
Oh!
And Matt, I'll have you know I saved the best for last for birthdays.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes, I am. I'm always ready. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Is it true?
Stand by.
Is Matt okay?
I'm not dancing with you.
Here you go, Matt. Ready?
Yes,
here you go, buddy.
Till as old as time.
Angela Lansbury?
You betcha.
True as it can be.
A Broadway legend.
Barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly.
You're doing pretty good.
Just a little change. More to say the least, both a little scared,
neither one prepared,
Beauty and the Beast.
All right, how old's the lady?
I can't focus.
Ever just the same.
Wow.
Ever a surprise. Ever as before. Ever just as sure. As the sun will rise.
Did you know she did Sweeney Todd, too?
Really?
Yeah. Must have been on Broadway.
Guys, my mom is so proud of me right now.
She listening?
I don't know, but she probably feels it in her spirit.
Yeah.
She's like, he's singing a Disney song.
Of course, Angela Lansbury went on to Murder, She Wrote as well for years and years.
Yep.
TV detective.
Now, she's pretty old.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say 82.
I'll say 84.
She is 88.
Wow.
Here you go.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, we are to dates in history. On this date in what year the Cuban Missile Crisis began as President John F. Kennedy was informed that reconnaissance photos had revealed the presence of missile bases in Cuba?
1962.
Now, I remember this next story. I don't know if you guys are old enough to actually remember when this happened.
When Tom Petty wrote this amazing jam that we're going to be singing all day?
On this date, in what year, rescuers freed...
Baby Jessica!
Jessica, yeah, that's
yeah!
right.
She got out of the well, baby!
Wow, oh, you do remember.
Jessica! Of course we remember.
An 18-month-old girl who had been trapped in an abandoned well for 58 hours in Midland, Texas.
Okay, so do you remember that as a kid?
Dude,
okay.
Did you, I was terrified as well.
I know.
Did okay. you click with what music so, I picked for this?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Poor baby Jessica. She was probably
That's
singing this on the way down.
Not right, man.
Little baby going, This song hadn't even come out yet.
Yeah, because it had giving us hints. I was going to say 80s. Yeah,
it's,
okay.
It's
okay.
like, What, like...
Well, if you remember...
I think the song had come out.
You know what? I think
Maybe
it
not.
Was, it was 1986.
I'm going to say 87.
It was 1987.
Yeah! Yeah! I'm the king of the world! Free falling.
All right, now we are to today. What are we celebrating today? Today... is National Bosses Day.
Oh, hey. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. Except you are, Steve-er.
Oh, that's kind
and
of
And we
you.
Love you, bro.
Oh, thanks, man.
You're my favorite you. Boss in the universe. That's directly above me.
It's Dictionary Day.
Okay.
You could look up and find a picture of me next to the word...
Incredible Boss.
Oh, stop it.
Ah!
Today's Get to Know Your Customers Day, so get on Facebook so we can get to know you.
Yep.
And Get Smart About Credit Day.
Get Ooh. Smart About Credit, I'm never gonna do it.
Steve-O is a Dave Ramsey
I'm a guru.
Fanatic.
Dude, let me tell you about credit cards. You don't ever have to use money again. You just get this little plastic card, and you just scan it. And then when that card, you can't scan anymore, you get another card. And then when you can't, like, they send you bills, but all you do is you just shift the bills around to different cards. It's incredible.
And you know we're in the middle of a government shutdown for reasons similar to this.
Yeah, I'm just copying what the government does.
Yeah.
I'm an American, baby!
Today is... International Credit Union Day.
Oh, man.
They give out cards as well. That is all.
There you go. We saved a very important birthday for last.
Heck yeah, brother.
That's coming up around the corner. We got a couple great birthdays. Shout out Ethan Luck.
Shout out Smashing Pumpkin.
Boom. Big old shout out to the little Jeter that will be getting a phone call very soon.
Woo!
Coming up. Us.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Is there anything else to say?
I will be playing Wilson Phillips again during this hour. I did download it on my phone.
Team Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Wednesday.
Look out for this guy.
Pump
day.
My son last night was so excited when he realized his birthday was on hump day.
Yeah, Luke was like, dude, your birthday's on hump day. And he went, yay, yay,
hump day.
We have to make this phone call.
Yeah, we do.
It is time.
Why does that one have a picture on it?
Oh, we can do that if we...
That's crazy talk, mister.
I know. It is my son's first birthday in the double digits.
Double digits, baby.
It's an important one.
Maybe he's awake.
I hope so.
He was up all night, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Daddy.
Good morning, son.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Do you feel weird?
Yeah.
Did you grow a lot in the middle of the night because you're now 10 years old?
What?
Did you grow a lot? How much taller are you? Do you have a mustache?
No.
Let me ask you this. Sure? Did you grow an extra foot? Like, not a foot taller, like another foot?
Maybe.
You have a third foot.
Oh, wait, no.
Okay. I was just making sure. Sometimes it happens when you turn 10. I don't know about it.
Yeah, yeah. Strange things happen.
Why would Mateo know?
Because exactly. He turned 10 once.
I turned 10 a long time ago, 20 years ago.
20 years ago, he turned 10.
It was 1993, the year of our Lord. It was incredible.
Yeah, he's old. That was like right when Jurassic Park was coming out.
When Jurassic Park came out, Jack.
Yeah. So.
Happy birthday.
That became his favorite movie of all time. So up to this point in your life, what is the greatest accomplishment you have? What's the coolest thing you've done in your entire life, son?
Yeah. It's a tough decision.
It's a tough one. Sorry, he just woke up.
There's a lot of stuff. A
lot of stuff. The list is too big. He's quick on the draw like his mom.
I like that. And I like that!
So let me ask you this one, the all-important. You're 10 years old now. We're having a conversation in Nashville with Timmy Skip. And he said, what does Jack want to do when he grows up? And I said, that's a good question. So I'm asking you now, son. At 10 years old, you have your whole life ahead of you. What do you want to accomplish?
Basketball player or comic book writer.
Yeah. Boom. Okay. That was quick.
I like the basketball player option, but let's shoot for the comic book writer.
Yeah, or baseball, because I'm pretty sure I thought I heard baseball
Jack,
somewhere.
Jack, also,
right?
You can
baseball?
Sing really well, and you can play keyboard. That's
like a champion.
That's another option.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say once the Skippers get out here to Albuquerque, I say that Tim trains you on baseball and Stephanie Skipper trains you on voice lessons.
Yep. You could be that baseball player who wished he was a rock star, and so then after you're a successful baseball player, you can use that power to get your band out there.
There you go.
We're just trying to help you, son.
How's that sound?
Okay.
And see, okay. Then Dawn can train you on how to be a scientist, and then I can train you on how to use Southern Charm to your advantage and manipulate situations and people.
Well, look, we both know if a megalodon is real, we will go and hunt it and catch it.
Exactly.
Like we said.
Right. But they're not real.
What, Jack, guys. You know what? You know what? When you turn 21, if I'm rich, me and you are going to go to Australia and we're going to get in a shark cage and swim with the great whites.
Boom.
No, we should rather catch one instead.
Why are you trying to change? I'm trying to give you a gift from the future, and you're changing it. How could you do this to me? My heart is broken. I'm going to have to go listen to Wilson Phillips like 6 times in a row.
Yeah, true, true. Jack, I love you, man.
Love you, too.
I hope you have the best birthday to date. I hope it's magical and fantastic, and we're going to call Uncle Ethan as well, and we'll say happy birthday for you.
Okay.
I love you. So proud of you. it's a glorious day. Thanks for being born, kid.
Hump day.
What?
Thanks hump for being day. Born. Shut up. Have a great day, son. I love you.
You too.
We'll just talk to you later then.
Bye, Jack.
Bye.
He had stuff to get to, man.
He did have stuff to get
he's
to.
Like,
he's a
hey,
busy
I'm
kid.
I'm 10 years old. I got to go check
the bank
account.
He's got things to do. He's got the whole...
I've got stock brokering to do.
The world is his oyster.
The world...
I've never understood that.
What?
The world is my oyster. The world is your oyster. Have you ever had oysters?
Yeah.
They're all right.
I love them.
But I mean...
Well, I think what it's
talking
about...
Why is the world your oyster?
It's talking about like the oyster in the shell. And so you can crack it open, and uh-huh. You can find the pearl.
Yeah, but what if you don't get a pearl? Because the odds of actually getting a pearl in an oyster are pretty rare.
Yeah, but if you make the world your oyster,
uh-huh.
You can just crack that thing open. You don't get a pearl, you eat the oyster.
Yeah, but then your world is gone.
Win-win.
You just devoured your world.
No, you controlled it.
Ah! I don't get that
yeah, it's, you know, it's... I made all that up.
Okay, good.
I don't know what it means either.
It is Wednesday! Coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got Shock Therapy Live.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready to get shocked?
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show.
How do you not get creeped out when people walk by the window and just kind of look in?
Like stare at us? Yeah. I'm used to it. It's like a zoo exhibition.
Don't feed the DJs.
How many people have said that? I feel so lame for saying that. Gosh. I'm going to eat this blueberry muffin.
And if you look over to our left, you'll notice a couple primitive human beings.
They're both idiots. Idiot humanicus.
Oh, man. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the show. If you would like to watch us be weird, mystaticradio.com. You can check out the webcam there.
Yeah, we both dressed up today.
Yeah, yeah, we did. You can follow us online, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can stream us. You can listen to us through an app. Maybe that's why I'm less creeped out about this than I should be, but a source says an upcoming version of an Android smartphone operating system may have an always listen feature.
Interesting.
Which means if you want directions, need to call somebody, wish to send an email, you don't even have to touch your phone anymore, not even to tell it that you're talking to it.
Okay.
I
will say this.
Too much?
I've never had Siri before until I got this new phone.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, I was kind of disappointed at first because I wanted to just be able to go, Siri! And it'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
But I have to touch
hold
it.
The button down,
yeah,
and
hold the button.
Yeah.
So I kind of, that would be kind of convenient, but we're all going to start going Jarvis.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then eventually our phone's going to wake us up and be like, hey, singularity happened last night. So we kind of took over. I'm going to need you to start cleaning. Go ahead and get up.
It's just, plus, how hard is that going to be to hack into, quote unquote, and then who knows who's listening to us? Always. The new Xbox One that's coming out, it's going to have an always-on feature, so it can measure your heartbeat, like how many people are in the room.
Yeah,
it can check body temperature.
Well, I would have said that that is creepy because you know who else is always on?
Huh?
The government. But I can't say that because obviously we proved ourselves wrong with that one, eh?
Static.
So the commercial came on for the Calvary Craft, and they're all, we're looking for some crafters, and I thought they said, we need some crackers. I'm like, I'm a cracker.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Wow. Do you guys play these for these?
Yeah, we'll play them, but I want to ask you something first.
Yes.
If you had a phone, and you could just talk to it, you could just say, hey, phone, do this, and it would do that for you?
Without any correspondence.
Do you have an iPhone right now?
No.
Okay, well, you know how iPhone has Siri? You know, you hear everybody talking about it. But you have to press the button to activate Siri. Like, check it out. I'm gonna audibly...
Siri, activate.
Hang on. You have to do this. You have to go... Siri, find dinosaurs.
See what there are locations where you can find dinosaurs.
I wish.
Let's see what she says.
Here's some information.
That's it.
She pulled up Wikipedia.
I could have Googled dinosaur much quicker than that.
Well, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Well, my mother-in-law's Hispanic, so I push it and thought, Siri, please call me Pinto Bean. So my mother, when she clicks the phone, it says, what would you like to do, Pinto Bean?
See, when I tried to get Siri to say my name, she ended up making fun of me.
She really did.
She would go, instead of saying Matt or Mateo, she'd go Matteo, or she'd say Mayet.
Did she say it with the accent?
Yeah,
she really did.
And it spelled it M-A-Y-T-T, Mayet.
Mayet.
Right. Well, I was going to call her like, Steve-O, what day is it?
What day is it? Hump day!
Yep. I'll see you guys later.
Yep. All right, we'll play some least of these later on.
Amazing. Amazing!
It is amazing. What do you guys think? Do you think that's a good, like, is it good to have features like this where
505-338-3700
where we can just yell into the air and then something answers us?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this. You're right. It's kind of like having Jarvis around from Iron Man always.
Yeah.
But a new version of this upcoming operating system for Android anyways, going to have an always listen feature, which means your phone will always be listening to you, taking down everything you say.
Interesting.
I just don't know how I feel about that. I get that it's my phone, but like, I don't know. this whole privacy thing.
Hand me that
we were talking earlier about the Xbox One having this. It's going to have a microphone.
Privacy.
It's got
is
a camera.
Dead.
The new Kinect is. It's going to always be active, basically.
Yeah.
So who's to stop some creepy dude from like spying in on your stuff? Checking you out. You're sitting there watching Netflix, and there's a dude just like staring at his computer watching you watch
I don't know
Netflix.
If you guys watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last night, but it was kind of some of that going on.
Yep. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You never know.
You never know!
No, I think that's definitely something that's going on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course.
And we all, you know, I'm not trying to get conspiracy on everybody, but yeah. I'm gonna.
Is it making us lazier? Because now it's like, oh man, so much work having to pull my phone out of my pocket and press a button. I wish I could just yell at my pocket.
All right, I need you to prepare the Jesus Juke music
because
I'm
man.
About to do this.
Okay, here we go.
It's about to happen.
All right.
Do you think part of the reason that we're doing this, that we always have something at our beck and call that always listens to us, is because we're desperately trying to fill like that hole in us that tells us we're alone?
Do you, now?
Now.
Well, Ecclesiastes does tell us God has put eternity in our hearts. He's written it in our hearts.
Seriously, think about it, though.
Yeah.
It's like, we always have something at our beck and call. We always have something that listens to us. We
yep.
know that there's literally... Maybe that's why we're all a little bit okay with it. Because even though it is somebody watching us, and even though it probably is like agencies or the government like taking down notes, everything we're doing, somehow we find a little comfort in the fact that we know that there is somebody watching us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whereas with faith, we've had this Android update for the for eternity, for the whole time.
For the whole time.
You know?
Yeah. It came pre-installed in our software.
You're welcome, America. That's how I think. Just want you guys to know about it.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I think it would be totally cool to have Jarvis. I mean, what if you're in a bad situation and you're like, oh, Jarvis, oh, help me, call 911, you know,
yeah.
like the you know, bad guys or perpetrators coming in or whatever. But in the same token, you're right. And I started thinking, okay, well, maybe if I didn't have internet connection or, you know, if I wasn't hooked up that way. But I was like, well, yeah, but it's still a cell phone, so the government's yeah. going to totally listen in.
Right.
And, well, you know, I'm married, so what if they listen in inappropriately, you know?
Right. So, always listening.
I know, or like, you know, because sometimes you don't get along with your spouse, and, you know, you're just, like, saying things that aren't even, you know, right mm-hmm. and everything. So, yeah, so I'm totally torn between that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Technology's taking over.
Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, you saw this story earlier as well. Speaking of technology taking over, the robots are just going to completely take over at this point. We've seen a drone aircraft deliver a Domino's pizza.
Mm-hmm.
There was a taco copter, a flying device for the distribution of tacos that turned out to be a hoax. But check this out. The drone delivery game has now expanded beyond fast food. An Australian company wants to use unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, to deliver textbooks.
Good.
Yeah. A tech startup based at the University of Sydney is hoping for a green light from Australia's Civil Aviation Safety Authority to start using commercial drones to deliver packages. Mm. I'm just saying, we have gotten so lazy, we want robots to do everything for us, and then when they take over the world, we're going to be bummed.
Oh.
We're going to be like, why? We wanted you to be enslaved by us forever. And they're going to outthink us, and then
they're
going to
be like,
down.
We've been doing your crap.
Yep. Yep.
We don't want to do that.
Static.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, if they have all those drones up in the air, like, doesn't that increase the chance that they're just going to run into each other?
Maybe. I don't know. Because then
there's
you're going to have to
so
get
so much air.
Hey, man. Google Maps. GPS. We got this.
I wonder at what point when they're going to start, like dividing them. Stratifying like the air into like segments, like
yeah,
like,
oh, dude,
they yeah. already do that.
Air property,
what? But okay,
yeah, but I mean about technology being too advanced and listening in and everything. I mean, my dad, he still does not own a cell phone, and I think that he takes much pride in that, and he
right.
wants to finish his life without ever owning a cell phone.
Wow.
And yeah, and I don't have the internet. I mean, I still use it, like go to like. The library and stuff, but I don't mind not having the internet. Everyone's like, oh man, that's crazy, you look like a caveman. It's like, what's not the end of the world.
You're like a caveman.
So wait. Let me get this straight. If you want to know something about something, you can't immediately Google it. You actually have to, like, research stuff and or figure it out
yourself. Dude, he goes to the library.
Yeah, but surprisingly, when you have it at your fingertips, you are less likely to look it up. But if you have to go out of your way to find information, you're more likely to actually be like, oh, man, I want to know that. You write it down, and you actually go find it out.
Yeah. That just sounds weird. I don't understand. It sounds like it takes so long. I'm just kidding. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Man, we should try that just for a day, maybe.
Go without the internet.
Oh, never mind. No,
we could do it.
I sometimes say things I don't mean. Static.
Hey, I got the perfect commercial for this Jarvis thing.
All right.
Old lady laying on the floor. Jarvis, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah, but what's Jarvis gonna do about it? He's still just like a.
Jarvis is old too, so Jarvis is gonna say, "Wait a second, I have too." Who am I
Jarvis
supposed to
can do
call?
Anything? Haven't you seen the movie?
Yeah, but that's because...
Dude, we're talking about real life, okay?
Because Tony Stark had, like, this crazy suit that did everything. Jarvis would still just be on your phone like, okay, well, I called the authorities. It's still going to take about 15 minutes for anybody to actually do anything for you.
If Jarvis can't send an army of suits to come get me, then I don't even want it.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Thanks for the call. Maybe he'll send out one of those drones that'll just, like, come through your window and then just pick you back up.
Helper drone.
Yeah.
I need a helper drone.
505-338-3700 is the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Are people calling?
It's just before 8 o'clock. We posted this to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, some requested least of these.
Woo.
We've got the brand newest of newest from Coldplay.
Woo.
And more of this here show. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah.
Static. Hi. I'm a Matt.
What?
I'm a Matt.
You're a MacBook?
No, Matt. I'm a Matt.
Because you can walk all over him.
Wow. Really?
Hey, everybody. Really? Mitch showed up.
Hey, Mitch is here to ruin the party. You know how, like, parties are usually going great, and then that one person shows up, and it's like, oh, we were talking about this conversation, but then you came in, and it would take way too long to catch you up. Let's move on.
Hey, you know what? In a few minutes, let's do traffic. Mitch, remind us to do traffic in a few minutes.
Yeah. She's good at that. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey,
Steve-O, Mateo, Mitch.
Hey.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm here.
I will allow you to hang out with us this morning if you can answer my riddle.
Okay. What'd you get to drink this morning?
Oh.
Nunya.
Perfectly timed. Woo! Perfectly timed joke.
What is it?
It's a milk and spice latte.
Is this milk?
Yeah, did you just drink it?
No.
Ah, darn.
But you did grosso.
All grosso day. Is day. A new thing. Never heard that before.
We were talking about your smartphone taking over the world.
Is your smartphone smart?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, apparently 84% of people wake up in the morning and the first thing they do... Grab the phone.
That's what I do.
Because my
alarm's going off.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah. According to morning routines, people take a shower, go for a jog, brew some coffee. 84% of people, their routine consists of using an app. The first thing they do is they boop, pop open an app.
Boop.
What do you guys think the number one most
Instagram.
Used first opened
oh,
app
no,
is?
It's
definitely
Facebook.
I'm going to give that a number 3 because social media is number 3.
Okay.
Oh.
Social media is all oh, summed into
it's,
one.
It's probably weather.
Weather's number 2.
What? What's number 1?
What is a mystery?
Is it the Bible app?
Bible is number 11.
Horoscope is number 7.
Dang it.
No, it's
That's
not even
the
on the top
That's the same thing,
10.
Right?
Yeah, practically.
You guys call in and
if you would like to send
me.
Hate mail, studio@mystaticradio.com.
Just kidding.
He's I
a
kid.
Heretic. He thinks horoscope is the same as our Bible.
Thank
I can
you.
Type so fast. 65 guam.
He just made up.
Come
made
on, what's the number
someone.
One thing people open first thing in the morning?
Number one.
It's the Static Radio app.
It's not, but we'd love
no,
for it to
be. No, it's not. We would
if
love for it
If you don't have it, it's free.
Yeah, it is
Completely
free.
Completely free.
There
iTunes
you go.
And Android Market.
Yeah, my Static
get
Radio.
It.
Invite
the Static
us
app.
Into your life every minute.
Every day.
Every day.
All the time.
Come on, guys. Number one.
Number one app is... So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all follow under social media.
Yeah.
Is it news, like CNN?
Number 4, news.
Okay.
Number 5, financial news. Number 6 is traffic. Number 7, a shopping type app.
Wait, I know what it is.
What is it?
Ryan Gosling app.
No, it is not. Everybody's
number 7 is horoscope.
It is not.
Why?
Number 8 is public transit. Maybe they got to check. Number 9 is dating services.
Yeah, what? Definitely. First thing in the morning?
First thing in the morning. Maybe you're checking your profile to see if somebody liked you.
Check this out. Listen, I had a buddy, a single buddy of mine. He was showing me this new app he had started using. Okay?
Okay.
You put up, like, your picture and things that you like.
Uh-huh.
The app finds people that has similar interests and whatever that fits your criteria within, like, a certain amount of mile radius.
Stop it!
And it will find it. No, look, it will find them real time, and then you can send them messages and be like, hey, I'm here. Check out my profile or whatever, and then they can respond, and you can literally meet up. People you've never met before.
Nope. Too creepy.
It's like eHarmony on crack.
Yeah, it really is.
Static!
Is it games?
Like games! That was 10 other games was included in that. No, I hadn't said it yet. Good job. You got in the top 10. But no. Games.
Okay. All right.
Let me look at my...
Come on, guys. What do you do? Think of your routine.
Is it email?
Oh, my God. I never check my email.
Nobody emails you.
What? I have...
That's because nobody... Yes, yeah, I know. Yes, that's the first thing I do is check my email.
Yes, huh? I get a quarantine because statement every night from Calvary. People email me all the time.
Exactly. And you know what? In that quarantine statement, there is so much junk mail.
Yeah, it's so much.
What you been signing up for?
Top 10.
You don't want to know.
84% of people kick off their morning with their smartphone. Number 1 was email. It's
so
the top,
dumb.
Top quote-unquote app. Number 2, weather. 3, social media. I pretty much hit up... The morning routine is turn the alarm off, check my email immediately, and then obviously got to check Instagram. I mean, see how many people like.
See, I use it to wake me up. Like, I turn my alarm off, and then I'll turn on like a
either.
It's usually Twitter for me.
Okay,
because I follow the sites that post the comic book news. Is there anything to do with Amazing Spider-Man 2? Did they post anything? What about Thor? Is there any comic news?
Thor is like a month away.
The funny thing was that this morning, oh my gosh, it's only a month away.
It's a month away.
I'm going to be here for that one.
Yeah.
The funny thing, this morning, I follow this website called Bleeding Cool, and it's comics on Twitter. And I read the new issue of Spider-Man, and then this thing showed me something that I had seen, and it was like, this is what this means. And I was like, oh, snap! I'm ready to get up! What? Mitch has her hand raised for those of you.
Yeah, because you guys have to do the traffic.
That can't see. Hey, good call.
We're going to do traffic. Quick peek in for all of you that are already stuck in traffic.
Gosh,
and then
we still have 2 minutes.
The best segment of the morning show right after traffic.
Yes, traffic. Hey, what y'all doing in your cars out there? I'll tell you what you're doing. Having wrecks!
Really?
Be careful. Well, some people are.
Dang.
Off-ramp is closed. Left lane, I-25 north at Paseo del Norte. Behind that, tons of construction. They're building that new interchange that the mayor made happen or something. Sebo was telling me about it. So there's tons of road construction, both sides of the road at Paseo and Jefferson, and then on to 25. So just slow down. Also, we have an accident, Coors Boulevard South at Arenal Street?
Arenal?
Come on. Arenal Road.
Arenal.
Arenal. Arenal Rosale.
Good morning,
everybody.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
We're all here.
It's a big old party.
Guys, we got Celeste in here with us.
Hi.
Really?
They just made me come stand in here.
Well, yeah, we did.
What
afternoons.
Do you want?
Did you hear his amazing impression of you this morning?
No, I was sleeping.
I told her it was an homage.
It was. It was pretty good.
Can you do it again?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
What are we going to give
Traffic.
Him a topic? Give him a topic.
Yeah, tell me something to talk about.
Parents that still text in all caps.
Okay.
So a recent survey says that parents are still texting their kids in all caps. What do I think about it? You probably know what I think about it. Hey, up next we got some Twin Forks and Lone Bella. Stick around.
That was good. But the music is still going. You need to wait.
No, you gotta time it out.
So I'm gonna start working on a new, like,
you.
Yeah, new
a
me.
New Celeste.
All new me.
Wait, cause you go.
Right,
here it is.
Here.
Stick around.
Stick around.
You know what? You know what I think
you
about
got it.
Stick around.
I love it.
I know. It's
we
pretty good.
We'll be riding around in the afternoon, and you'll be on there. We'll be like, gosh, she is so much better than Mitch.
Constantly. This is a
we
constant
do not
thing.
Say that.
I'm kidding.
Dawn, come back. Dawn.
Better if I do the same thing for every single break.
I never, ever, ever say that.
That's
I never
what
say
I
that.
Do. I'm trying every to, break, I'm like, you guys get you. It. You get me. Bye.
So, coming up in 17 minutes, we've got Shock Therapy Live. Pastor Nate Heitzig. I'm trying to do the pauses, but it's not working out. It just sounds like I don't know
you,
what I'm saying.
You have to have good pacing.
You really
do.
Yeah. I can't pace. The only time I pace is when I'm on the phone, because I can't sit still.
I know. That's so true.
For those of you who can't see me, I'm pacing.
My wife will grab a phone or a banana or something random just walk around and make fun of me because I can't sit. I couldn't sit on the couch.
Way.
I can't sit on the couch and talk on the phone. I am up, and there's usually the routine. I'll walk into the office and then stop for a minute and then turn around, and then I'll walk over to the front hall area.
No,
and
I'll
look because there's a mirror thing, and I'll like move my bangs out of my face. And then I'll walk over into the living room area and stand
face.
There for a second. And then I'll walk around. I can't sit still
when
I'm
know,
on the phone.
I know you're on the phone here when you're just gone.
Yeah.
Like, you're just leaving.
I can't.
Leave.
It freaks me out to sit still.
Hey, Dawn just texted and said, Mitch, I hear you.
Thank you. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
She
we did a really, really good job for like 3 days after Dawn left of being kinder.
Oh, I'm still being kind.
Still being kind.
Are you? This is
He's
you being
still
kind?
Being kind.
Can, all right.
Can I tell them what we're making for Dawn?
Yes.
We're making her a cape.
A cape.
Because she saved us.
Because she's a superhero.
She is kind of the superhero. That's pretty great.
Did you see me catch that?
Yeah,
that was pretty great.
That was pretty amazing.
Speaking of superheroes and capes and awesome costumes, I found a list of the top 10 costumes you will see at your door for this Halloween.
Yes!
You guys ready for some trivia?
Yes!
Just between us?
What's it going to be, Celeste? Oh, she's...
Here's what I feel like.
Ballerina.
The phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. How about we make this interesting since we're talking about Halloween or harvest
fall
time
fest.
Or Fall Fest.
Fall Festoween.
Fall Festoween. Fall Festoween is around the corner and coming up on the 31st. If you want to have a really fun evening with the zombies, rise from the grave with the Almost and us. We're going to be out there broadcasting live, hanging out.
It's
going to
be so much fun.
I will not be wearing a zombie costume.
What?
I will be wearing a Spider-Man costume, and I don't care what anybody says.
505-338-3700 if you can tell me the number one costume on the list for this Halloween. These are the top 10 costumes. This is easy, in my opinion. You can't cheat. You're trying to cheat.
I don't even have a mic, so I can't even do anything.
No. Okay, are you going to see then?
Let her see.
Okay.
You two
top
are 10. In the know.
Okay, top 10.
505-338-3700. Is it easy?
I know one.
Huh.
I know one, and it is offensive.
It is amazing.
What, number one?
No.
Are you excited about
is
that?
Is it a mouse?
A mouse.
A mouse?
I'm a mouse.
This is the 90s. Duh. It would have to be a naughty mouse.
Exactly.
All right. Static.
Hey, it's Niles.
Hey, Niles.
Okay, so about the costume thing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to guess a zombie.
Zombie. Walking Dead. Everything right now.
Celeste?
Zombie. Is totally wrong.
Really?
I'm sorry.
No.
Now. Sorry.
Wrong, friend.
Static. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Is it Superman?
Superman!
No.
It is not Superman, but that was a good guess.
We're guessing number one, right?
You got to get the number one. If you can get the number one Halloween costume for this Halloween, I'll give you a pair of tickets to Rise from the Grave.
Whoa, did you hear that? Tickets.
Tickets to Rise from the Grave.
Two free tickets.
If you guys guess it while all listeners on the phone, I will hook that listener
cool.
up for them.
Okay.
Static.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloody Mighty Cyrus.
No.
Well done with your adjective, friend.
Yeah.
You have made an impression.
It unfortunately, most 16-year-olds wear that every day. Hey!
No, that's not the right answer.
Sorry, okay. Static.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. That's a really, really good one. Ooh. Is it Iron Man? Survey says... Sorry, it's not correct.
Oh, right. Okay, right. Thanks.
Thanks for your call.
Dang it.
Number one costume this Halloween, at least the most purchased at this point. To this point. It's a little surprising to me, to be honest. You're just stoked.
I love it.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Wolverine.
He had a movie this year. That would make sense.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it's not.
Dang it.
Static. Hello. Oh, they hung up. They were thinking Wolverine.
Why would you do that?
They were thinking Wolverine.
Hey, I got a guess.
Okay.
Is it a hamburger?
A hamburger?
Like from Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, man.
Is there a hamburger?
No, but there's meatwad.
Oh, man. What you doing over there, man?
You're so good at it.
You're trying to come up in this place and say it's yours. Close it up. That's mine.
Creepy Caleb just texted in and said, sexy angry bird. It's not a sexy angry bird. Although that was a pretty good one.
What would a sexy angry bird look like?
I have no idea. Somebody is going to make that happen. Static.
Hello. How about Walter White?
Dude, you know, especially in New Mexico, I feel like that's going to be super, super popular.
Yeah.
Not Walter White, though. Can I see this list? I want to know what the rest on the list
are.
Yeah,
can you tell us a few
more? Let's go through the rest of them.
Static.
Is it Doctor Who?
Doctor Who.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess. Not even on the top 10.
That show's gotten extremely popular in the last year.
Static.
It's Niles again. Can I guess again?
I don't know. Can you?
Niles, you want these tickets, don't you?
Yes, I so do.
All right, guess again.
I so want these tickets.
Guess again.
Okay, is it an anime character?
Dude, you can't get clues.
It's not 20 questions.
Unless that was your actual guess.
That was my actual guess.
No, it's not an anime character.
Hey, call again, Niles. It's fine.
Static.
Okay, so this is for, like, little kids, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, it's Halloween. You're not going to see any 30-year-old man dressed up as Spider-Man or anything.
Well, depending on where you're at. But I was going to guess one of those little minions.
One of those little minions from a... Okay, can I be completely honest real quick?
Yes.
I have never seen Despicable Me.
Me either.
So you're deprived.
I am deprived.
I'm just kidding. Is it on the list or no?
So, what, they have two movies so far? Right?
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
The minions are the little yellow guys
they
with the eyes.
They are in our imaging.
Cute
they
little yellow imaging. Guys.
Yep. Minion. Really?
Minion.
Number one. You got it. Who's this?
This is Precious.
Dude. Precious?
Precious, girl.
Precious.
Thank you so much.
Loved your movie.
For your name.
You win these tickets.
Dude, my name is totally Precious Jones, too, just like that.
No
that girl
way!
On the list.
What?
It really is, dude.
That is
amazing. Oh, Dawn had a great guess.
That is amazing. So, all right, hang on the line. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see Rise from the Grave on Halloween. How's that?
Fantastic.
All right. Booyah. Hold up. All right.
Dawn's guess,
uh-huh.
And I bet it's in the top five.
Okay.
Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty. All right. You ready for the top 10?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. 10 to 1. Number 10 was a pirate.
Yeah. Random. Classic.
Number 9, Queen of Hearts. Gosh. Number 8 was Minecraft. Number 7's Batman.
How do you
Number
do that?
6 is Poison
Wait, back
Ivy.
Up, back up, back up. How do you do Minecraft?
Mitch, I have 16 seconds left with this stupid music. I'm not going backwards. Number 5 is Catwoman. Number 4 was Minnie Mouse. Number 3 is Harley Quinn.
Oh.
Huh?
That's Dawn's
Dawn
costume.
Dawn is, yeah. Number 2 is Wonder Woman. And number 1 is a minion. Stick around.
Yeah!
Woo! Nailed it! Yeah! So, anyways.
I can't believe Duck Dynasty.
I can't either. Come on, especially.
I mean, that show, man, that show is awesome.
That's why we're going to beards.
You got day out in the woods and whatnot, man. When you come back from the woods, you got to check yourself, make sure you ain't got bugs and ticks on you.
Yep.
It's important.
Important.
What? Despicable Me. Minions, number 1.
There you go.
All right. Well, unfortunately.
Oh, no!
It's Wednesday.
Pause. Don't play this.
We've got a better selection.
We got a better song today. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. It is time to say goodbye because we've got Shock Therapy Live right around the corner. Yep. It's been a beautiful day.
It's been a great day.
Today is my son Jack's 10th birthday.
It's also Ethan Luck's birthday, and we never called him.
Wait, well, I want to call him in real life.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know? So.
This isn't real. I forgot about that.
Why do you lock yourself up in these chains?
What'd you learn today, Matthew?
So much. I learned that Mitch still knows nothing about comics,
nothing.
Despite hanging out with us
so
for a while.
I know.
I learned so much.
What's Wolverine's real name?
Don't do this. Don't. It's too much. I learned that Celeste has the best radio voice of all of us.
Yeah, she does. She wins.
We learned that Logan. A minion is the most popular costume.
Yep.
Hang on, everybody. Chorus.
Oh, someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Tell them, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things will change. Things are going your way if you hold on for one more day. If you hold on for one more day, things go your way.
So, Mitch, what'd you learn?
What is Wolverine's real name?
James Howlett.
Who's Logan?
Logan is the name that he was given, like, Weapon X style. Doesn't count.
Trick.
That's not his real name. It was
so
a
dumb.
Trick question.
Hugh Jackman. I win.
Steve-O, what did you learn today?
I learned today that it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful week.
You learned today that you have a 10-year-old son.
I learned that I'm getting old.
Time doesn't stop.
It
stops
does not.
For no man.
It does not. Enjoy the moments while you have them.
Yep.
I seriously held my son last night as he was going to bed. Usually it's like, yeah, high five, no bigs, yeah, good night, I'm your dad, kisses,
you know what you should have told
boom,
him?
Bedtime. I hugged him for like 3 minutes. I was like, this is the last time you're going to be a single digit. Say goodbye.
Tell that baby. Hold you down and make you cry.
I'm not.
Don't you know, things have changed, things have gone your way. If you hold on for one more day.
Jack Jeter, hold on. 10-year-old.
Things will go your way.
Yeah.
Hold on for one more day. I know that there is pain. Hold on for one more day.
Break free.
Break free from the chains. Yeah, I know the girl's pain.
You know this is the best part of
you
the show.
You know this is. This is it. This is the best part of the whole show.
Hey, if you are in your car, if you're in your car right now, jam.
Somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Tell me, baby, are you gonna let them
hold you down and make you cry?
Don't you know? Things have changed. Things are going your way.
What?
If you hold on.
I feel like we don't even need to do Shock Therapy Live today because this is the answer to everything.
Can I interject?
If you're going through something right now, don't send us an email for Shock Therapy Live. Listen to Wilson Phillips.
There you go.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I think you guys have a toxic relationship. Because you just condone each other's weirdness instead of actually helping
this
each other.
This is not weird.
Yes, it's true.
Studio at mystaticradio.com. If Wilson Phillips doesn't solve all of your problems, maybe Shock Therapy Live can help out. We're out,
guys.
Until mañana.
It's been a good day.
It has.
If you ever have a song that you want me to sing, just send it in. I'll sing it.
Yeah. Chances are we
have cuss words. Keep
and it
clean.
Or sorry, Lil Wayne. You out.
You out. And so are we.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Stick around.
What?
Something happened.
Who?
During the commercials.
Yeah.
Not really commercials.
My favorite part was, it's like 2 till.
We all realized that Nate's not in town.
Nobody told me these things.
Yeah, well, I saw a picture on Instagram a couple days ago. He's out with his dad somewhere, so it was like, oh, I guess he's not going to be here this week. Nobody told Steve-O. First thing you do every morning is check your Instagram. How'd you miss it? Yeah, I was listening earlier. I was listening when you confessed that. When you confessed your social media
addiction.
Man.
Yep.
So anyway, we're going to play an older Shock Therapy. What, is it last week?
Last week's Shock Therapy. Shock Therapy not live. We apologize.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. We should have been better prepared. We're just super professional. We spend so much time being professional here that we didn't have time to be professional.
Yeah, so, we're sorry. So we got a best of Shock Therapy live for you this morning. Pastor Nate out in California.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Tell, fantastic.
You know what? Let's do a little Shock Therapy right now. Tell me how you feel.
I feel great.
Wrong! Not biblical!
Oh,
boom.
No!
Got you, boy.
Hey, your questions. We got a few email questions. I promise you we will definitely get to them. You can keep them coming in. We save them in our Shock Therapy Live folder. So if you have a question you would like to get answered, send it to a studio at mystaticradio.com. Without further ado,
ado-do.
Shock Therapy Live?
Not
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now?
Static Radio.